If you're flying by yourself, do you have to be current? I mean, besides your 2-year.
Besides your flight review? I know we said we're going to get you flying because you need to get flying again. What are you looking forward to the most?
I've really been in my head a lot about what I have and haven't forgotten.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com. And let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Carson found a new button.
I'm waiting to press it. I love this button so much.
Yes, and if you're watching us, you know that he didn't actually say the word. Thank goodness.
No, don't worry, Mom.
But yes, he found a new button on the soundboard that we're... I don't know. It's kind of fun. This is a family-friendly show.
With it all day. It's great.
So we've been having a great time. But welcome to the episode. I have a fun thing to talk about today. I was on trips kind of throughout the summer, and I was coming up on the end of my currency. As you know, Carson, what is currency?
It's a form of money. It's another word for money.
All right. If we are a pilot, what is currency?
It's being super current. So currency is something you have to do just to, I'm trying not to use the word current within the explanation. But as a pilot, you have to remain current, which means you have to do certain maneuvers, certain things like takeoffs and landings. You know, currency can vary depending on what you're doing. But which currency of yours was expiring over this?
My single engine land and single engine sea.
Which is really funny because most people don't have that issue. They fly often.
Yeah, I would say most people don't have that issue, or a lot of like airline pilots, they are not single engine current actually.
That does make sense. But I meant most of our listeners.
Most of our listeners are still flying quite a bit. But I was on vacation quite a bit this summer and I was gone. So I had not flown really at all for the past 3 months. So I needed to make sure that I was current. And whenever I want to go flying, I can go bring lots of friends and family, whoever I want to go. So on Friday, I went and got current, and then I came back and I picked up Christine, and we did a little short flight around Riverside, which was kind of cool.
That was a nice little picture of you guys together.
Yeah, it was. It was cool, right over Lake Matthews. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. But so I haven't been single engine current in sea or land for, well, I guess I was current. I just had to continue being current, right? Actually, I don't even know if I was or not. Regardless, didn't matter because I was by myself. And now I know I am current. And I decided I would take off and I would head towards the coast. Originally, I was not going to fly the Icon and land in the water. But I decided, you know what? It looks like a decent day to go land in the water. So I went over to Long Beach Harbor and I did some splash and goes. I talked to Long Beach Tower, asked them if I can be in the southernmost portion of their airspace. They, of course, said approved as requested because I asked for 500 feet and below.
Yeah, I have a hard time imagining any situation in which they would need that 500 feet at the bottom of their airspace.
Exactly. I mean, the closest thing to me were buildings and boats.
Yeah, that's not a big issue.
Buildings, boats, and Brandon. Yes, BBB.
Yep.
Bees everywhere. So I did one touch and go over in the Long Beach airspace, and then it was just a little too choppy there. So I decided to move away, just did a little splashy and go, and moved over towards the breakwater, which I know is a lot more glassy. So I was able to do some step taxiing over there, and I didn't want to stop completely because there were a lot of boats around. And
you know what happens when you stop completely over there?
What happens?
People reach out to you and then FISDO reaches out to you. And
yeah. Well, that happened last time when I did a splash and go. So I don't know what's going on. But so I did a couple splash and goes over on the other side and just took in the sights and sounds of nature.
Was it nice to be back in the water?
It was great to be back. Great to be back in the air.
I can imagine.
You know, sometimes as any pilot, you start feeling like, I'm not flying enough. Do I still remember how to do any of this? And I remember I used to do that and used to just be a couple weeks and I would get all nervous. Like, what if I can't land anymore or something like that? And honestly, I don't feel like that anymore at all. As soon as I take off, I'm like, oh, I'm back in my natural habitat. It feels so nice again.
It all comes back.
It all comes back. Yeah. Instantaneously for me, at least. I do run checklists a little bit more thoroughly than I usually do. Normally, I just kind of scan and do because I already know what I'm supposed to be doing.
But you read the whole thing, make sure it's all done, then read the next whole thing.
Instead of just check. I literally am like, okay, do this. So I did do that.
So you slowed down a little bit more.
I slowed down for sure. I mean, you can't miss anything. That and the Icon hadn't flown in a few months, so I wanted to make sure that it was flying right. I had to do a really good pre-flight on it.
That's right.
Yeah, it was filthy.
Well, I can imagine that. That drives you nuts.
Oh, it was more than filthy. I literally had to like take a spray bottle and spray the whole thing. So I was hoping I could stop in the water, splash it around a little bit and get it all clean.
If I have a little bit of a rougher landing, I should be able to get everything, right?
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. The bottom of it's real clean now.
Well, good.
Yeah.
It's usually the hardest part for most people is cleaning their belly.
I know, exactly. This one's real easy. It's just slide into the water. Yeah, so I did that. And then I came back and I was like, you know what? Riverside always has problems with too many airplanes in the pattern. And then they won't let you do pattern work. So I said to myself, I'm going to go to Chino. I'm going to go do a couple landings there. I'll go do two touch and goes. So I come in for a touch and go. They make me do a full stop taxi back behind two planes. I'm like, oh, fantastic. So I do that. They let me cut in front of somebody else, which was nice. They knew what I was trying to do. Then they got me up. I came back, extend upwind, extend downwind, all this other stuff.
You can tell it's summer and people are flying.
Yeah. And then they let me do the touch and go. Then I asked for an early turnout because they gave me a touch and go right behind a jet. And I was like, I do not want to hit this wake turbulence. It's just
your plane's not that heavy.
It's not that heavy. It literally would have killed me. So I decided to
it's a great thing to laugh about now.
Yeah, it is. But I knew it was there.
Yeah.
So I was already offsetting to kind of get away from that. But because I can't outclimb the jet's wake turbulence, that just wasn't going to happen. I was going to have to be under it and go through, which also was not going to happen. So I took off before and I offset and I asked for an early left turn. They knew exactly what I was doing. So I made that turn and went over Riverside and had myself a nice landing. And I asked for a short approach and he granted it to me. And then some other person who's on 2-7, they say, 2-7 ready for takeoff, right? And they say, 2-7 clear for takeoff, whoever that airplane was. And they sit there behind the whole short line. Just sit there. They don't move.
Naturally.
And then the pilot comes back or the controller says to the pilot, hey, I gave you clearance. Why aren't you going? Hurry up. I have somebody. He said, I thought you said somebody is on short final.
And the guy replied back already.
Yeah.
Clear to takeoff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is somebody, but you need to go. So I just chimed into tower. I said, I'm paying attention and I see them. Don't worry. And he didn't care anymore after I said that. But I was like, come on, man. I really wanted to have like an awesome, crazy short approach because, you know, I like flying like that. And I did. I kind of like slipped it in all the way from the right downwind and just came straight in. It was fun.
Did the guy take off before you?
He did. He took off before me.
Yeah. Look at him go.
Yeah. I had to kind of widen it up a little bit. But if it was like a short approach and it was an emergency like prep maneuver or something, then I probably would have had to do it differently, but
Short approaches are fun.
My short approaches are a blast, especially when Carson's in them.
Yeah. Well, it sinks a little faster.
It sinks a little faster. Exactly.
I got a dumb question. Two dumb questions.
What do I say about dumb questions, Carson?
They're only dumb if you haven't asked them before.
Yeah, because then now you're smart after.
Right. All right. Got two questions. First one, was the Icon already at Riverside?
It was already at Riverside. Yeah. Rich was doing some maintenance on it and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Second one, do you have to be careful of what you clean the plane with since it can land in the water? Are there rules about that?
No, not that I know of. Hmm.
But I just figured, you know, chemicals in the bottom of it. Like, there's a lot of restrictions with boats and chemicals, right?
I don't know of any.
Huh. Weird.
I mean, maybe you're not supposed to clean it with certain things. I'm sure you would want to use like biodegradable materials, but I don't think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
I would still use like nice clean soaps and stuff, but
Dawn.
Dawn. Yeah. I mean, it cleans little birdies with oil on it.
Good enough for my birdie.
Good enough for my big bird or mini, I don't know, not really miniature. Yeah. Big metal bird. I guess it's a lot bigger than an actual bird. Outside of that, I'm doing something else lately. I'm trying to go all in. I want to fly more. I'm not flying enough. I need to fly 3 or 4 times a month now. It brings me to my happy place. Notice I've been in a lot better mood all day today.
Yeah.
In general. Yeah. I think it's because I went flying. I used to fly every day of my life. We were talking about this earlier when we were meeting with our producer and social media manager. And we were talking about, hey, when we started this podcast before it was video, I was flying every single day and Carson was flying every week.
Yeah,
now that just doesn't happen as much anymore. So I am for sure going to fly at least 3 times a month. Like, I already flew a little over 2 hours this month on Friday. So that was a good start.
Right? Yeah.
Normally don't fly that long.
No, just enough to get the feel. And yeah, like I said, that'll bring you back to the happy place.
And we're going to record Carson's flight.
So excited.
When we go in just a couple weeks. I'm excited too.
Ask Kathleen, your assistant. I was like, hey, can you put this on Brand's calendar? And she's like, do I need to ask him? I was like, no, just put it on the calendar. Just make it happen. So she's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, so, for some reason, she listens to him.
I love it.
It's wine great. Night on the calendar. You put flying on the calendar.
Everything we need on the calendar. Yeah, it's great.
It's fine. Golf day, I put on the calendar. Yeah.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brand.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
I am doing something else lately.
What are you doing?
I am digitizing my entire logbook.
Didn't we just talk about how difficult that is?
Yes, it is difficult. And I decided to do it in a creative way.
Is Kathleen doing it?
Kathleen's doing most of it for me. Thank you, Kathleen, for helping.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Well, she didn't have much to do in the past 2 months because I was gone. She was helping monitor emails and stuff, but I wasn't assigning a lot of new tasks. And this is the past 2 weeks she's been buried, especially Friday or yesterday, whatever. I don't know. This every day is all mixed up. Is it Tuesday today?
It is Tuesday.
Oh, it is Tuesday. Yeah, we're recording. We only record on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That makes sense.
So if we're recording, it's a 50-50 shot, bud.
50-50 shot, yeah. Might be Thursday. Who knows? But yeah, we're doing my logbook. So I'm going through and we're doing page by page to start off with. And I'm kind of training her on what to look for and whatnot. I made sure to record my flights right after I was done.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you know what else logbook I got cut up? My scuba logbook this weekend. I was behind by 6 dives. I did 4 over the weekend.
And that's already bad enough. I know how much it sucks to get behind on aviation logbook. I can't imagine getting behind on a scuba logbook and aviation logbook. And
both logbooks, just
causing all sorts of messes.
Yeah. Except for I don't really need the...
No, it's just nice to have.
The scuba logbook stuff.
It's just proof you're doing cool stuff. Proof side quests. Cool stuff.
Yeah, side quest in life, right? Yeah, that's why I have my Vivino. By the way, number side 45 quest. On Vivino.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
No thanks to you. You haven't liked any of my stuff in a little while.
Sorry, I'll go back.
Anybody has a Vivino, look me up. Yep, I'm number 45 in the U.S.
But at 45, it does little to nothing. So
it does nothing.
it does not move your needle whatsoever.
It's strictly a hobby. I still want to be number one.
Oh, everyone does.
Perfect. Besides that, Carson, I know we said we're going to get you flying because you need to get flying again. What are you looking forward to the most?
I've really been in my head a lot about what I have and haven't forgotten. I was just like walking through it in my mind. I was like, okay, yeah, I start the plane. Can I still do that? I was like, yeah, I think I got it. Then I have to talk to ground. Can I still do that? Like, what is that call? Yeah, I got
what it. What is that call? Let's just say we're in 20 Juliet. What is that call?
Yeah, Riverside Ground, 20 Juliet at Next Gen with information kilo, rate of taxi at 27.
27 run up.
27 run up. Sorry. They had the run up after I stopped flying.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I've been thinking things like that. Like, what do I have to do? And how much am I going to remember?
I know. Forget? And then I'm going to say Cessna November 7320 Juliet, Riverside Ground, taxi via Golf Alpha, 27 run up.
20 Juliet, Golf Alpha, 27 run up.
So now you can get over to the runway, which is great. And we can go take off. And do you think you still know how to take off?
Honestly, if I follow the checklist, yeah.
I think takeoff will be very, very, very easy.
You make sure everything's pushed in
and then immediately pull back. Don't do that. That was a joke.
I was like, is that a new way to take off? No, I think I'll have trouble with landing for sure. I'd be surprised if I could land. You know, I'm sure I'll land it perfectly the first time. Second time, not at all.
Basura, yes.
Yeah, and third time will be okay. Just like every student solo.
Yeah, every student solo.
First one, always amazing. Second one, always awful. Third one, decent.
Yeah, I think when we go up, I think I'll talk you through the first landing. I think you'll do just fine.
Yeah, as much as we mess around, really nice as an instructor.
I try to take
things really seriously. So I think it'll be a great first flight back.
It will be. It'll be fantastic. We'll have a great time.
And we're going to record it, which I'm...
I know. I'm not going to commit to recording it, but we're sure going to try. I want to record it really, really badly.
I'm going to get all the stuff we need. I'm going to make it happen.
Okay, make it happen.
I'm really excited about
it. You got a couple weeks.
I know.
We're going to make it happen.
And by the magic of Amazon, it'll all be here tomorrow.
I know, exactly. We're also doing some new upgrades to our podcast studio that will be coming within the next 2 months.
Yeah, I was like, don't commit too much to that one, but we're going to be doing some great things. Brandon tried to put things in his Amazon cart. I told him, no, I'll handle it, because he thought an 80-inch TV would be a steal for about $1,000. That's not.
Oh. Yeah, I thought an 85-inch TV for $1,000 was a good deal.
In like 2012, yeah, it'd be a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 13 years after that.
Oh, it's about how old you are, Carson.
Just about, huh? Yeah, thanks.
Neat. Well, I am stoked for that first flight of yours. It's going to be a great time. I know that getting going flying after not flying for a little while is...
I'm nervous. You know, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And there's a whole lot of people that are listening that probably haven't flown in a lot longer than that. And that it's are not current or super current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be super current again.
Well, it is nice. We can talk about one last thing before we close up for the day. It's either currency or versus proficiency. And we've talked about this several times, and currency is just but doing what you legally have to do. And proficiency is actually knowing how to fly the plane safely and proficiently, right?
Can I preface this with a question?
Sure.
If you're flying by yourself, do you have to be current? I mean, besides your 2 year...
Besides your flight review?
Yeah.
No.
So I can not fly for 11 months or 23 months.
Yes.
And I go fly by myself.
Correct.
With no limitations.
You just by yourself, yes. Hmm. I don't recommend that.
So right now I can go and fly?
By yourself. Or with an instructor.
But I could go fly by myself.
Yes. Yes, you can. Yeah, you could.
Well, that's a terrifying thought. And I think that's why we should talk about proficiency and how important proficiency is.
That is a great point of that. Yeah, proficiency is something that you need to stay on top of your flying. Honestly, if I haven't flown as much as I have flown in these types of planes, I probably should have gotten an instructor to go with me and go do my takeoffs and landings and stuff, right? You want to make sure that you still know what you're doing.
Yeah. So now, if you're not flying a plane that feels like home, like your Icon does.
Yeah. I mean, if I was to go, I don't know, I've flown a lot of airplanes that I've flown a lot. So I feel comfortable in a lot of things. I almost flew the Duchess the other day as well, but I didn't have to. They needed a test flight done on it. And I almost flew that, but I did that a few months ago and I hopped in it after not being in it for 6 months or something. So that wasn't really an issue.
Good test dummy.
Yeah, and I can be good test dummy, exactly. So I would say I would fly in a Baron, I'd fly in a 310. I don't know, I'd fly in an Arrow. I'd jump in almost any of these airplanes really quickly. I don't really think any airplanes that I wouldn't really jump into, to be honest, that I've flown a lot. Now, would I fly a 421 right now? Probably not. 340?
Aerostar?
Maybe. I'd fly an Aerostar right away. Yeah, once you get probably a little more complex than the Aerostar, I would say maybe not at the moment. That's a really complex, really fast airplane. That's faster than all the other airplanes I just talked about.
I know it is.
So maybe. I'll tell you this. I am definitely not current IFR, and I can guarantee right now I am not proficient in IFR. Even if I was current in IFR right now, I would not go fly IFR. I'll tell you that for sure.
Do you want to regain that IFR currency?
I don't know if
I mean, it's not something you really need. Like anytime you go fly, it's VFR flight.
I'm not going to even fly IFR. There's no reason to go fly IFR right now. Like, I don't have reasons personally that I would need to go fly IFR anywhere.
What about if you're flying to Vegas? You're planning on taking the Aerostar.
Don't need to fly IFR.
What if there were clouds?
Then I might not go. I mean, I might as well just take Southwest.
Nice, is it nice being at this point where you just don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't need to stay current because I don't need to go fly with students and stuff right now. So it doesn't really matter. I might do it just for fun. I think we'll probably, once I get my...
I think just that statement alone make a lot of pilots feel better. A lot of pilots that don't have their IFR and, you know, yeah, they've lifetime VFR pilots.
Yeah, what does it
just
matter?
Think about what the need is.
Yeah, there's not really a need besides you wanting to be...
Safer.
Your insurance maybe go down a little bit, but that doesn't even change very much. Might even go up because now you're going to fly in the clouds. Yeah, I would just...
It's not the biggest deal.
I would say the next VFR I go get, or flight review.
So regain your currency.
I'll go do my IPC at the same time. And every time I go do approaches, I don't have any issues. Maybe next time I go over to NextGen and go say hi, maybe I'll go jump in the simulator. And they won't count until I have my IPC, I don't believe. I have to double check on that. See, that's how long it's been. I don't even know the regs perfectly on that right now.
Scary.
Pretty sure I need an IPC. Yeah, it's been way too long. So I need an IPC. I can't even get
it. It used to be like a FAR-AM ChatGPT.
I know. It's been a while. For IFR stuff, I can't do it anymore, but for VFR, I can. Yeah, I'll do that and I'll talk about that IPC on one of these episodes, which would be fun.
That'd be interesting.
Maybe I can even record it. We'll see. Maybe.
Maybe. Don't commit to that either.
I'm not committing to that either. Never mind.
No, we've become busy people. And I think that's why I stopped flying. It's just I got really busy. And I wasn't working at a flight school or near one. So it became not just as easy to hop in a plane.
Yeah. Or you don't get free flights as much. Like now you got to go pretty much pay for them or have friends that go take you with them, right? Like we're going to go fly probably Christine's 182 because it'll fit both of us. We can't go fly the Icon.
Not yet.
You know what you should do as practice, actually? See if weight and balance works on the RV-12.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's go fly in the RV.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
We can do that. Wings. We'll get Dave's plane flying a little bit. It'd be nice.
I'd be happy to fly that thing.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast episode today. It was a fun one. Do you have any final thoughts, Carson?
No final thoughts, just fear. Fear of flying.
Fear of flying.
No, I'm so excited to get back. It just feels like, I don't know, it is my happy place, right? Being in the air. And I think that's why we all started flying and really got into it is because we enjoyed it. And it's been something I enjoy but haven't been able to do. So getting back to, kind of getting back to the routine is comforting. It's going to be fun.
Exactly. I still have on my board. I was going over my board last night of 2025 goals. And there's one goal that I've had up there for a long time and I still haven't hit it. And I put it on earlier this year and that's get my ATP multi. And I really need to commit to doing it, but I've committed to so many other things that I don't know if I'll finish at the end of this year, but I will get it done by at least at latest Q1 of next year.
Calendar.
I need to set the check ride date and say, hey, I'm doing it on this day.
Yeah, it's easy. It's just check ride.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not worried about the check ride. I'm worried about the written test because I haven't taken that yet.
Oh, you don't do well with written.
I do not do well with written tests.
You can always just wing it.
Yeah, wing it. Ha, ha, ha. Nice. No, so that's the only thing I haven't really finished on my goal list for this year. So I'm going to make sure I get that done.
That's a good goal.
Cool. Well, thank you all for listening to us today. We really appreciate it as always, or watching us if you're on YouTube. Thank you very much. If you want to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us at Brandon or Carson at aviationmentors.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn. Just look up either of our names, or for our producer, Mark, it's producer@aviationmentors.com. And thank you so much for helping us get to over 100,000 downloads. This is a pretty big milestone that we've hit. And
watching it creep up.
For this small aviation community, it's pretty impressive. And we want to thank all of you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much for getting us to over 100,000 downloads. And actually, since getting there, it's just been kind of skyrocketing. So I think we're at like 103,000. That was just a couple days ago that we hit 100. So it's fantastic. Thank you again.
Thank you, everybody. And as a wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.